Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Tes in Meseches Psachim. It is the 341st daf in Shas. To give background to our daf, we really need to review two basic shitas that we have been discussing in the last day. And that is, number one, the shita of Rabbi Yossi that we had on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi says that Mashkin will convey Tumah to Ochlin. We have that 12 lines in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, but not to Kalim. And the Gemara yesterday had suggested that the shita of Rabbi Yossi is following on the footsteps of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. As described by the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva pointed out, when the Pasuk says Yitma, which it says by Mashke, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishase B'chol Kli, Yitma conveys the notion that the Tumah can also be conveyed, no pun intended, that the Tumah is conveyed to another matter. And that's the power of Mashke as well, to be Metameh, at least Ochlin, according to Rabbi Yossi. Today we're going to see that the Amoraim continue the argument that we had seen at the end of the daf yesterday on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yossi is actually in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva, and they're not the exact Shita. That will take us, the analysis of the Shita, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva, will take us through Yud Ches Amud Aleph. On Yud Ches Amud Beis, we will begin to discuss the halachos of Tumas Yodayim and other Gzeiros Midrabanan of Tumah. Then the Gemara will discuss whether they made a gzeira of rok, of spit, in Yerushalayim. And finally, the Gemara will discuss the status of the Azara in Hilchos Tumah, the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up with the Gemara's above-mentioned analysis of the relationship between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva in Hilchos Tumah. We'll go back a couple of lines from yesterday's what we had done yesterday, Shir, and let's begin 10 lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Va'omar Rava, loy Rabbi Yossi saver k'Rabbi Akiva, v'loy Rabbi Akiva saver k'Rabbi Yossi. We have a tradition that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva have different approaches in Tumah v'Tahara that our daf will bring out. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva rabo amra. It's true. Rabbi Yossi, when he stated the above halacha, that Mashkin has the ability to be metame something else on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, was going within the shita of Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, v'leiloi svirlei, but he himself did not hold of it. It's based, as in our introduction, on the source of Yitma, that Yitma means to tell us that the Mashkin has the ability to be metame something else. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, Bishlim Rabbi Yossi lo savla k'Rabbi Akiva disanya. I understand when you say Rabbi Yossi is not like Rabbi Akiva with the following complex braisa. Says the braisa that we have in Meseches Sota, Am Rabbi Yossi, Minayin l'Revi'i b'Kodesh shehu posel. How do we know that if you have a Shlishi b'Tumah that comes in contact with Kodesh, that it makes it a Revi'i and posel and it cannot be considered kachim and has to be burnt? Vidinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma mechuser kipurim. Shemuter b'truma, posel b'kodesh. When it comes to a mechuser kipurim. An example of a mechuser kipurim is someone like a yoledes, a woman who's given birth, that she's gone to the mikveh, let's say after a female that was born. On the 80th day, she goes to the mikveh. She still needs to bring a carbon to be able to eat kachim. But even though she's already gone through the process of Tahara, she still needs the Kippurim to be Tahar, to be able to eat Kachim. That's a Mechuser Kippurim. Conceptually speaking, Mechuser Kippurim is someone who's already undergone the entire Tahara process, but still needs to bring a carbon for the final component of it. And they haven't. Uma Mechuser Kippurim, Shemuter B'Truma. The halacha is, let's say Yoledes, who's a Mechuser Kippurim, is allowed to eat Truma, Pasul b'kodesh, nevertheless she's pasul b'kodesh, shlishi, she pasul b'truma. A shlishi, which is pasul b'truma, ain odin, it would be a kal v'chomer, she yirase revi b'kodesh, that it could make a revi b'kodesh to be pasul for kodeshim. Rabbi Yossi continues, v'lo madnu, and we learned, shlishi b'kodesh min ha-tayra, that the halach of shlishi b'kodesh is, that if a sheni touches a shlishi, which is kodesh, it's pasul and mitame min ha-Torah, v'revi mikal v'chomer, and a Revi becomes possible from a Kal V'chomer. Shlishi min haTorah dechsiv haBasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeochel. The Torah describes Basar kachim that comes in contact with a Kli tamei. Mi lo yaskinan. What is the Kli? How did the Kli become tamei? Presumably, the Kli had come in contact with a Rishon. Denaga b'sheni. And therefore, the Kli is a Sheni, and the meat came in contact with the Sheni, became a Shlishi. So that's a source, min haTorah. Revi mikal v'chomer kedamrinan. And the fact that a Revi becomes Pasul is based on the above kal v'chomer that we saw before, that if a Shlishi is Pasul betruma, so then a Revi will be Pasul b'kachim, because we see Mechuser Kippurim is more chomer when it comes to kachim than when it comes to truma. Now comes the proof that Rabbi Yossi must be in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva. And if we thought that Rabbi Yossi was in agreement with Rabbi Akiva, now let us emphasize the halacha component of what Rabbi Akiva learned from Yitma. Let's turn back on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva, halfway through the Amud, had darshan from Yitma, limeid al kikar sheni shoyse shlishi bechulin. That Rabbi Akiva holds that a kikar which is of chulin, which is a tame as a sheni, it will make even a shlishi. If that would be so, of course, truma is more chamur than chulin. So then logic would dictate, nisni nami revi betruma, then therefore truma should become pasul when it's a revi, v'chamishi bekoidesh, and kachim should become pasul when it's a chamishi. And what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi spoke only up to a revi bekoidesh, which means that truma is up to a shlishi, which is that chulin is only a sheini, and not a shishi like Rabbi Akiva had suggested, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's where we see that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Of course, la halacha, it seems that we follow the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that the furthest that you could go in chulin is a sheni, the furthest in truma is a shlishi, and the furthest in kachim is a revi'i. Now the Gemara continues. So that's where we see Rabbi Yossi disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Ela Rabbi Akiva lo savak Rabbi Yossi minalam. Where do we see that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he holds a Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer, Rashi says, but he slides everything over one. And he ultimately says that Chulin is a Shlishi, Truma is a Revi, and Kal V'chomer, Kachim, will even become Pasul as a Shlishi. Amarlei, if that would be so, that he would make this Kal V'chomer, you wouldn't have ignored something like that. That no Tana should mention the listening and teach Revi betruma v'chamishi b'kodesh v'neima Rabbi Akiva. No one would say, ah, according to Rabbi Akiva, once he holds shlishi b'chulin, he'll make a kal v'chomer to kodesh, and that would bring you to a chamishi b'kodesh. That, says Rav Kahana, is proof that Rabbi Akiva did not make that kal v'chomer. The Gemara has Rav Ashi skeptical about that raya. Vanan hochi nekem v'nisbach. Says Rav Ashi, but we should put the pieces together, and that's what should emerge. Who says Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yossi? He'll agree with him, and he'll make a kal v'chomer that'll bring us to chamishi b'kodesh. When there's a disagreement like this amongst talmidei chachamim, what happens? They begin to learn b'hasmada. Nafik Rav Ashi v'tamer Rav Kahana. They went out and they began to search, dok v'ishkach, and they found hadisnan, this that is mentioned in the Mishnah in Chagiga, hakli mitzarif esmasha b'saycha l'kodesh, avoloi l'truma. Rashi describes that we're talking about a large trough that has people who are tahar eating from either side of the trough, and then a tamei ba'ochlin touched one of the sides of the food. He did not touch the kli. The halacha is that even though min haTorah there isn't any reason for the kli to be tame, as well as even midrabanan, nevertheless the two people who are eating there are considered tame. That's what it means. Hakli mitzarif desnan, hakli mitzarif es mashe b'soich lekodesh, for the halachos of kodshim, avoloi l'truma, v'aravi b'kodesh pasul, v'ashlishi b'truma. We see here, the Mishnah teaches us this opinion that says that the furthest that you're going to go for Kodesh is Revi B'Kodesh, and there's no mention of Rabbi Akiva disagreeing with this position, so therefore we see that Rabbi Akiva must have disagreed with Rav Yossi's Kal V'Chomer, despite the fact that he holds that a Shlishi B'Chulin is going to become Tamei, he will not make a Kal V'Chomer that would bring you to the place that would say that a Chamishi B'Kodesh is going to be possible. Not only that, we see that this Mishnah was even in consonance with Rabbi Akiva itself. V'Omer Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochum Eidusai Shal Rabbi Akiva Nishnas Mishnah Zu. It's due to the testimony of Rabbi Akiva that this Mishnah in Chagiga was learned. Disnan, it shouldn't be Disanya, but rather it should be Disnan. We learn in the Mishnah in Edius, which is quoted there in Chagiga on Chav Gimel, Haysif Rabbi Akiva added, Hasayas Vaktaris Valavoyna Vahagacholim, flour, the incense, the frankincense, the coals of Kachim Shimnagat Fulyam Bimitzas and Pasalas Kulan. Rabbi Akiva added to this rule of Kli Mitzaref that once part of it becomes Tamei, we consider all of it Tamei. He added this halacha not only to the food, but also these instances as well. Ravashi concludes his raya and he says, Ravi in Chamishi lo, Shlishi in Ravi lo. It becomes a Ravi, not a Chamishi when it comes to Kachim. When it comes to Turim, it becomes a Shlishi, not a Ravi. Alma, the Gemara is now going to begin to prove the halacha and the context and the conceptualization of siruf kli. Now that we've concluded and we've shown that when it comes to the shita of Rabbi Akiva holds that the furthest you'll go will be a revi when it comes to kachim, and in this way, on the one hand, Rabbi Akiva will disagree with Rabbi Yossi that he will not hold of a Kal V'Chomer from Michusar Kippurim, because if that would be so, then he would even have a Kal V'Chomer to make Kodshim a Chamishi when it's possible. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva because he does learn a Kal V'Chomer for Kodshim. Nevertheless, he holds the maximum is a Ravi'i as well when it comes to Kodshim, and that's because he disagrees with the rule of Rabbi Akiva on Yudches Amid Aleph that a Sheini of Chulin, which is Tameh, will make a Shlishi as well. He will go only up to a Sheni. Now the Gemara discusses this case, which was used as a Raya that Rabbi Akiva holds only a Ravi is going to be Tameh for Kachim. It brought a halacha from Tziruf Kli. Alma Kasavar Tziruf Dirabonin. We see from here that the Chumrah that we're discussing with the Kli is only a Chumrah Dirabonin. How do we see it's only Durabbanan? Well, how do we know this halacha from the Mishnayis? We know this halacha from the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva. That is our primary source. And from the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, we are talking about Sadas Ktaris, Levana, and Gecholim. All of those things are not Ochel and Mashke. In the Torah, the only case of Kachim that's becoming Tamei is either Ochel, Mashke, or a Kli. The fact that we're discussing these things as well shows us that we're talking about a din derabbanan. Upliga de Rabbi Chanan, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Chanan, Damar Tziruf de Araisa, he holds Tziruf is de Araisa, again, Tziruf being that if a Tameh comes in contact with a large utensil of food, and he touches one side of the food, all the food is Tameh. Shinemar, Kafachas Asaras of Malay Ketaras, we recognize this from the Karbonos of the Nesim. Parechod. Kaf echos, asar zav melei ketaris. It's a large calf full of ketaris. Hakosuv asa kol mashe bekaf achas. The Torah is being mechadish that whatever is in the calf is one, and it's considered entirely attached, and if you metame one side of the food, the other side of the food becomes tame as well. We put a big period over here, and now the Gemara begins the halachos of Tuma B'Migdash, which was actually one of the starting points that we had discussed on Daf Yudalid and Daf Tezvav about the halachos of Tuma B'Migdash. Four lines from the bottom on Yutesam and Aleph, the Gemara continues with a new topic in Tuma V'Tahara, going back to a topic that was very important for us on Daf Tezvav and Daf Tezayin, and that is the halachos of Tuma B'migdash. Tanan Hassan, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Edios. Al-Machet Shenimtzeis B'Basar. A needle that was found on meat. shehasakin v'hayodayim tahoros.
The needle that was found on the Bsar Kodshim was tameh, but any other thing that comes in contact with the meat, like a knife, as well as the hands of the kohen, they are tahoros. V'abosar tameh, but the basar is tameh. Mimtzes beperesh, if the needle is found in the dung, in the waist of the animal, hakol tar, then everything is tar. Rabbi Akiva also taught, Rabbi Akiva, zachinu she'en tumas yadayim b'migdash. We were zoche that there isn't tumas yadayim b'migdash. We know the concept of tumas yadayim is the chazal. It's a whole meseches in Taharas, meseches yadayim. The chazal said that hands, where we have to be choshesh, yadayim askanios, that they came in contact with Tuma, and therefore they have a din of Sheni B'Tuma. Says Rabbi Akiva, now that we're talking about the halachos of things that relate to Kodshim, Rabbi Akiva says there is no Tumas Yadayim in the Migdash. This is what Rabbi Akiva calls a schus. If there would be Tumas Yadayim in the Migdash, then there would be many instances we would have many shailas. If a person did not wash their hands, for example, a kohen didn't wash his hands for the kiyar beforehand, and he came in contact with kachim, boom, we're going to have a problem. And remember, we just finished in the sugya that kachim becomes puzzled even up to a revi'i. So that would create a big problem. So this is what Rabbi Akiva had taught us. Asks the Gemara, v'neima she'ein tumas yadayim v'kelim b'migdash. The Gemara in Shabbos and Bameh Madlikin spells out 18 gezeras of Tuma that the Rabbanan had instituted, and one of them was, as Rashi describes in the end of Dibur HaMaskil Zachinu, says that one of those things were that Ochlim and Kalim could be Nitmu'u Bimashkin. And here we learned in the Reisha that the halacha is that a Sakin is going to be Tahar. And don't say the fact that the Sakin came in contact with Tuma, it becomes Tameh. So why did Rabbi Akiva just say Yadayim? He should also spoken about Kalim B'Migdash. Answers the Gemara, two lines in the top of your test, on the base. I'm Rabbi Yudah Meravi, Tem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Yadayim Koidim Gzeres Kalim Nishu. Yadayim, the Gzera of Yadayim, was learned before the Gzera of Kalim of Yud Ches Dover that we learned in the Daf Yomi in Meseches Shabbos. Rashi explains, therefore Rabbi Akiva was making the statement it was before they had instituted Tumas Kelim Midrabanan at all. Since it was before that institution, there's no big deal that Kelim would not become Tameh when coming in contact with Basar, because there never was a Gzeiras Kelim in the first place. Asks Rava, is that so? Amar Rava, v'hatar vayu bo b'yom gazru. Disnan, we learned in Maseches Shabbos, Hasefer v'hayadayim v'atful yoyim v'hoichlim v'akin sh'nitmu b'mashkin. In Maseches Shabbos we learn that sefer and yadayim and tful yom and food and utensils can become tamei b'mashkin. So therefore, Rava entirely rejects the teretz that was said in the name of Rav. Hello, my Rava, the Gemara continues six lines from the top. Hanachl tumasakin da'afilu b'chulin nami lo mitamei. Let Tumas Sakin go, because Tumas Sakin is different. Sakin, even if we were talking about Chulin, where we wouldn't have any leniences, it still wouldn't become Tameh. And Rava, as they say in Yiddish, fears ice. Rava explains why that's so. Hi Sakin, this knife, denoga b'mai, what did it touch? Ilema denoga b'basar, if we're going to say that it touched meat, we know that there's a halacha that ochel cannot, food cannot be metame a utensil. Even midrabanan, as Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaskil, elo marava. So that's why even if it would be chulin, there wouldn't be any reason to say that there is tuma. Ve'elo denaga b'machat. What are you going to say? That the knife, in the case of that Mishnah in Idyas that we learned, four lines from the bottom of Yutes Amid Aleph, that it came in contact with the needle. For ain kli metame kli, but one utensil is not metame another utensil. So this is the answer, says Rava. The reason why Rabbi Akiva made no mention of Kalim b'Migdash is there wouldn't have been any real halachic thought to think that the sakin should become tame. So therefore, we only mention, as Rabbi Akiva said, that Yadayim would be metame the Bisar Kachim.
Now the Gemara just clarifies what, in the case of Edius, was the Tumah, the status of Tumah that existed for the needle. 10 lines into Yutesam Abeis, Hai Machat Mai Avidite. What exactly was the story with this needle? Ine Masafik Machat. If we're going to say that it's a Safik, it was a case of where there was a Safik, if it was Tame or Tar, and who owned it. Val Itmar Belaz Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chanin Echadam, or like Gazral Safik Arokin, Shabi Rishalayim. We had a tradition that there was no Gzeirav Safik in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it cannot be that we're discussing an instance of a Safik Machat. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Here we're going to like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's Pshat. Kigoyin Shavdaloi Machat Tmei Meis. Vikira Bibasar. There was a Machat that had come in contact with the mace, and it was then found in the meat. Rav Yosef Rav Avin Amar Kigoyin Shavdaloi Para Chasuma. Uba michutz Yerushalayim. Another answer is that it was a Safik. And we're talking about a cow that had been muzzled throughout its time in Yerushalayim. And therefore, the needle had come from outside of Yerushalayim. And anything from outside from Yerushalayim has a Safik Tumah. And therefore, despite the fact lo gozra Safik hakelim shebi Yerushalayim, it's only those kelim that were in Yerushalayim the entire time. Those kelim that had come from outside Yerushalayim, in such a case, the Safek remains. We pick up by the two dots. Gufa. Now we're going to discuss the halachos of Safek in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, Charam elo gazur al Safek harokin sheb Yerushalayim. One said that we did not make the gzeira of a Safek of spittle that took place in Yerushalayim. This is a pasuk. Many, many things are psukim. Unfortunately, when we were younger, I'll speak for myself, we were not taught, let's not blame it on the people who were teaching us, we didn't learn the achas of kachim and taharis well from the psukim. Many, many, many things would be a lot clearer to us if we would have clear the psukim themselves and, of course, the mishnayis. Rashi Nibar Maschal Savik Harokin gives us the background. The Torah Kedosha says that when you have a zav or a niga that are tamei min haTorah, their rok is an av hatoma, as the pasuk says, v'chi yarok hazav. So if a zav spits, then it's an av hatoma. What if there is a safek? So here, normally we would say that a safek should be aser. However, be Yerushalayim, we're going to be mekel. Chad amar lo gazra al safek rokin should be Yerushalayim in the teachings of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Chanina. V'chad amar lo gazra al safek akedim should be Yerushalayim. The other teaching was that we're not machmir on Safek Kelim Yerushalayim. Rokin Tanina. Kelim Tanina. Both of these are found in a Mishnah. Rokin Tanina, this nan. Kala Rokin Tzambi Yerushalayim Tairin. All spit that's found in Yerushalayim is tar because it's a Safek. Chutz Mishal Shoka Elyon. Shuka Elyon, excuse me. Except for the upper marketplace. The Shuka Elyon was located a greater distance away from the Migdash, and there the Tmeim would gather, and there we have to presume that the spit comes from them, and it is Tamen. The Gemara now asks, what do I need this other Tanaitic teaching if we already had the Mishnah in Shkalim that says that the Shukha Elyon will be Tamen, everything else will be Tar. Lo Tzricha, we need it Afagav Diz Chazek Zav. Even if there is a Chazaka, that there was a Zav who had passed through the Shuk, and that might be enough to say that it is spit that came from him. Nevertheless, if we don't know for sure, we could be mekel. Rashi explains in the first wide line that there was one way that they used to go to the Beis HaTfila, and they used to go out another way. So it's not just that one Zav had walked down there. This was the path that we knew that Zavin had walked there. Nevertheless, since there are also people that are not Zavin that walked there, it would still be considered a Safek, even though there's a Chezkas Zav. Nevertheless, Safek, the teaching of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, teaches you that you could be Mekel. Ask the Gemara, but Kalim, we also learn, Kalim Tanina, Disnan, Kol HaKalim HaMitzvah B'Yerushalayim, all the utensils that were found in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTvila Tmein, when they were going down to the Beis HaTvila, the utensils have to be Tamei, Hada'alma Torim, but everywhere else is going to be Tar. Before the Gemara answers for these Tanoim who seem to repeat a Beferish Mishnah that appeared in Shkalim, the Gemara asks, "V'litameich, but according to your proof, I could ask you from the Seifa, Ema Seifa, Derech Aliyah Tahorin. It says that when it's coming up, in other words, the area from the mikvah, where people come up and there's a keli over there and utensils come up, then it's presumed to be tar. But we'll deduce hada alma, but in general tmei. And so there's a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. El reisha dafka v'seifa lav dafka. You have to say that the reisha is dafka and the seifa is lav dafka. Lafuke gezaisa, and it's coming to exclude particularly these small muvaos, these small alleyways that people would go into the Beis HaTvila, and they sometimes would go out, but it didn't have the same clear direction as the Derech Yerida, which will always be Tame, and Derech Aliyah, which will always be Tar. There you have a Safek, and that's worse than the case of the Alma, and you have to rely on the original Chazakah. And this is what these Amorayim were coming to teach us. They were coming to teach us to read the Reisha as Dafka, and the Seifa is going to be Lav Dafka, and it's coming to exclude Gezaisa. The Gemara now goes back to the topic of the needle that was found on the Basar. Ule Rav, and according to Rav that explained that Mishnah in Idios, that we had three lines from the bottom on Yutes Amud Aleph, Da'amar Kigon She'avdalo Machat Tmei Meis V'Kira B'Basar, said that the case was where they lost the Machat, and it was found in the flesh of the cow. Just like when it comes to a sword that comes in contact with a dead person, it's considered aviyavos hatuma. So then in such a case, we should have the machat have the power of transferring the tuma like a cherev. And therefore, the machat should not only be metame ochel amashkim, it should even be metame adam v'kelim, like a sword. Amar Rav Ashi zoso meres azor rishus harabim. You have to say that the pshat according to Rav is that the azora was considered like a rishus harabim. Remember that this machat was found after slaughtering an animal in the azora. The havele safik tumer rishus harabim. The chol safik tumer rishus harabim sveiko tohar. We have a rule, any suffix of Tumah that's found in Rosh HaSarabim, the suffix is Tar. HaBerushus HaYachid Sveiko Tameu. But if it would be found in Rosh HaSarabim, the suffix would be Tameh. Asks the Gemara, but there's another reason to be Mekel over here. Michti, Hai Machat Dover Shein Bo Das Lishoel. This Machat doesn't have the ability to ask. We learned in Taharis, Teches Nida, on Daf Dalet and Daf Hei, the chol dover she'en bo das lishoel, the only time we say safek tuma b'rishus hayachid is tameh, that is if it's something that has the ability to ask. But something that doesn't, in an inanimate object, in such a case, bein b'rishus rabin bein b'rishus hayachid sveiko tohar. So that should be another reason that we should be mekel, even if the azara wouldn't have the din of b'rishus rabin. Says the Gemara, Mishum Dehavis Safik Tuma Habo B'Yadayim. Now this was a Safik Tuma that was brought about through hands. Anytime that there was human involvement, then it has the din of a Dover Sheish Bo Das Lishoel. V'amar Rabbi Yochan Safik Tuma Habo B'Yadayim Nishalin Aleha Afilu B'Kli Hamunach Hagabe Karka K'Dover Sheish Bo Das Lishoel. Even something that's sitting on the ground has the halacha of Dover Sheish Bo Das Lishoel, and that's why the only reason we're going to be mekel with this machat, according to the explanation of Rav, is because of Safek Tumah Berushus HaRabim, and the Azara has a din of Berushus HaRabim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Tes in Maseches Psachim.